Shabbos HaGodol is the next step of our preparation for the Leil HaSeder. We say in HaGodol, Yochel Mirish Chodesh, Tamil Loima Bayoim HaZeh. It was half a minute to have the Leil HaSeder on Rish Chodesh Nisan. What happened on Rish Chodesh Nisan? What happened on Rish Chodesh Nisan was it was the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Klal Yisrael and said, HaKadosh HaZeh Lochem Rish Chodoshim. You are now, from now on, you are different than all the other nations of the world. You are the nation that Hashem is interacting with. That is what's special about Klal Yisrael. Of all kind of mailas, but the basic thing of Klal Yisrael is that we're the nation that interacts with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no other nation like that. The rest of the B'riyah things Hashem created, Hashem watches over them, but that they are the ones who live lives, and our whole chiyus comes from how close or how far we are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our tzlocha. That's our everything. That was established. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is represented by the fact that we have the lunar month, because the moon represents a body that has nothing of itself. So the see it of the moon is the fact that it reflects the light of the sun. That's who we are in respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are here to reflect the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Shabbos HaGodol is the next stage. What's the special thing about Shabbos HaGodol? Shabbos HaGodol is called Shabbos HaGodol because it's a time on the 10th day of the month, which this year happens to come out of Shabbos HaGodol, is on the 10th day of the month. That was the day that we were commanded by Hashem to take the God, the sheep of Mitzrayim, and tie them to our bedposts. And when the Mitzrayim asks us, what are you doing? We'll tell them, we are planning to shecht your God with him. So as we said, on Shabbos HaGodol is the time that we took the God of the Egyptians and showed them and showed ourselves that God is nothing. It's all under the auspices of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're not afraid of anything. It was a very courageous act of the Jewish people because the Ephraim, they were still in Mitzrayim. The Shibud of Mitzrayim, the power of Egypt and then Pyro, they weren't yet let out. And even so, they weren't afraid of anybody. Afraid or the desire was always to do the Ratzon Hashem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Gotham. That is the greatness of Klal Yisrael. We recognize we don't have to be concerned of anything physical. Any physical power cannot overpower us because we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a tremendous spiritual power, which is more than everything else. He's the one who created all these physical entities. He gives them power and he takes it away from them. There's something for us to think about this year. We see all these superpowers and seeming to want to run the world, and neither of them is succeeding. Not the superpowers and not the mediocre powers. I think Hashem is telling us, my dear friends, we should all wake up and see nobody has control of anything, and I'm the one who has control. And we're getting closer to our Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Leil HaSeder this year, and Yetzias Hashem Yetzias Mitzrayim from our long goalless. There's something to think of, be happy about. We are the ones that are with the most powerful entity in the world, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he loves us so much. And even though Klal Yisrael now is not on the highest level, we could be on a higher level. But if he took us out of Mitzrayim then, we weren't at such a low level, he would, Bezrat Hashem would take us out now. But the one thing he needed then, for us to cooperate and say, we're going with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we have to tell Hashem. We don't have to know what's happening, how it's happening, what will happen, what won't happen. We don't have to be up to date with the news every 5 minutes. We have to be up to date with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Hashem, I have no idea what's going on. I don't know where it's heading, but I know one thing. I am with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with this, we can give ourselves peace of mind, our families peace of mind, with all the extra challenges we have before Yom Tov, the extra pressure. Don't let those pressure shake us out of our bearings, because we are always in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything will work out in the end. Just show Hashem I'm with you. Thank Hashem at least 3 times a day, 3 times in Moedim. We say, we have so many beautiful things that we say to remind ourselves every bracha. We're thanking Hashem for every little thing that we have. Yes, Hashem, we take advantage of the coming days before Pesach to show I have it clear. I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the thing that's going to give me peace of mind, make me calm, make me happy. And I'm going to thank you for everything I have. From Yetzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah, to Eretz Yisrael, to everything we have. And Yes, Hashem, we come to the Leil HaSeder, we're prepared. We don't have to this year shecht the Korban Pesach, how we will. But even if we don't, we do have to shecht the Avodah Zarah of our time. The Avodah Zarah that takes us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, distracts us from Avodah Zarah Hashem, and focus on what's really valuable in life. With ourselves, our families, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yes, Hashem, we'll see tremendous Yeshuas.